Live from NPR News, I'm Noor Rahm. President Trump remains in a military hospital after testing positive for the coronavirus. His doctor says the medical team remains cautiously optimistic, but the president is not out of the woods yet. Dr. Sean Conley says he remains fever-free and has been moving around his hospital suite without difficulty. The president appeared on a Twitter video last night, assuring the American people he's doing well. NPR's Franco Ordonez reports.
The president posted a four-minute video saying he was feeling much better.
I came here, wasn't feeling so well. I feel much better now. We're working hard to get me all the way back. I have to be back because we still have to make America great again.
The president looked a little tired and his hair was a bit out of place. But he was upbeat and says the real test will be over the next 48 hours to see how his recovery continues. He said that his wife, Melania Trump, was doing well and added that he chose to go to Walter Reed Military Hospital instead of being locked upstairs in the White House. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
Michigan's Supreme Court says Governor Gretchen Whitmer does not have the authority to continue a state of emergency due to the pandemic. NPR's Jason Slotkin has more.
Whitmer first declared a state of emergency in March, and when lawmakers failed to extend it past April 30th, Whitmer did it via executive order. That sparked a controversy with Republican lawmakers. They sued the Democratic governor, but Whitmer cited two state laws as giving her the authority. On Friday, Michigan's Supreme Court ruled that wasn't the case, and in fact, one of those laws violated the state's constitution. Whitmer called the decision deeply disappointing and said she vehemently disagreed with the court's interpretation of Michigan's constitution. She also said she'd seek alternative sources of authority for continuing the state's coronavirus measures. Jason Slotkin, NPR News.
In North Carolina's Senate race, the Republican incumbent Tom Tillis says he's tested positive for the coronavirus, and his Democratic opponent has apologized for sending sexual text messages. Steve Harrison from member station WFAE reports.
Tillis, a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, said he's asymptomatic and feeling well. His infection appears related to last week's public unveiling at the White House of Amy Coney Barrett as President Trump's Supreme Court nominee. His Democratic opponent is attorney and Army Reserve Lieutenant Colonel Cal Cunningham, who's leading in the polls. Cunningham released a statement saying he has hurt his own family and disappointed his friends by sending the text messages. He says he's deeply sorry. The text messages became known when a conservative website published them Thursday night. Cunningham, who's married, says he's not dropping out of the race. The race is considered one of the closest in the nation and could determine which party controls the Senate. For NPR News, I'm Steve Harrison in Charlotte.
This is NPR News. Several people have died and many more are missing in France and Italy after their border area was lashed by widespread storms and flash floods. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports.
The combination of an Atlantic storm with diluvian local rains all on a countryside parched for the last 3 months was a recipe for disaster. French television showed cars swept up in rivers of water that took out roads and bridges and uprooted tall trees. Authorities say at least 8 people are missing in France, including 2 firemen whose vehicle was carried away by a swollen river. The mayor of the French Riviera town of Nice called it the worst flooding disaster in the area for more than a century. In Venice, there was some good news, as a long-delayed flood barrier system successfully protected the lagoon city from a high tide for the first time after years of inundations. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Honda released a statement yesterday that another person has died by an exploding airbag inflator made by Takata. This brings the worldwide death toll to at least 26. 17 occurred in the U.S. The latest one happened August 20th in Mesa, Arizona, in the crash of a 2002 Honda Civic. In horse racing, Swiss Skydiver won the Preakness Stakes in Baltimore, Maryland yesterday. She edged out the favorite and the winner of the Kentucky Derby Authentic by a neck. Swiss Skydiver is the 6th filly to win the Preakness in its 145-year history. The Preakness is usually the second jewel of horse racing's Triple Crown, but the order was changed. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR.